local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Into hour number three, Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Happy Friday, everybody. Joe and Gracie with you here, getting you through the last part of your day, perhaps already out on the roads as you're heading to your holiday destination. Be safe and have fun wherever you are headed. We've had kind of an ongoing conversation over the last couple of hours regarding the people that you are sure to see at your 4th of July cookouts and barbecues this weekend, and some of the more annoying types, such as the person who piles up way too much food on their plate, or the person, usually a guy, who offers unsolicited grilling advice, also the person who shows up with their own chair, just among some of the people there, the stereotypical types. Are you that person? And what would you add to that list? Had a really good one here. The person that complains that it's hot. Yes, it's the 4th of July in Pensacola or in the Deep South. Yes, it's going to be hot. I can certainly agree with that, with one condition. If the house that I'm going to has not made the appropriate accommodations, for example, if they decide that the garage is going to be the primary meeting area, where people have the seats and that this is where the food's all set up and you're really outdoors and you don't have any fans, I'm going to complain that it's hot, because you as the host need to be aware and called out that part of the reason why it's so hot is because you did not take appropriate measures to ensure the comfort of your guests. Having a thermostat at 78 degrees, I would say, is another one of those. But I can agree that the person who just stands around says, man, it's hot out here. Well, yeah, we know. It's the 4th of July. We all understand that. But with that one condition there. But I just wanted to throw that in there. Give us your thoughts, 850-437-1620. What are some of those annoying, stereotypical individuals that you are sure to see at your 4th of July cookouts this weekend? Today's top three stories all having to do with the Supreme Court today, shooting down President Biden's plan to forgive student loan debt. He wanted to forgive $400 billion in federal student loan debt, a policy that could have eliminated it for more than 40 million Americans. And now, moving forward, Biden says he's laying out some new steps. He says he'll invoke the Higher Education Act in an effort to provide relief to as many borrowers as possible. And in the other key case, the High Court voted 6-3 in favor of the Christian web designer who refused to design websites for same-sex weddings, saying that Lori Smith has free speech right under the First Amendment, despite Colorado's anti-discrimination law. 6:15, time for a check of the roads and first warning weather.
Well, if you are about to hit the road for vacay and you're about to get on I-10 head eastbound through Pensacola, you are going to be seeing some slow traffic. That's going to be I-10 eastbound over the Escambia Bay Bridge. There's a disabled vehicle that is still showing one lane blocked off right in the middle of the bridge. It's going to be the right lane, so keep that in mind that it's going to be slow traffic past 9th Avenue all the way through the Escambia Bay Bridge. After that, it does clear up. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call to 850-2. That's the traffic line. For weather, we are going to get an update from Alan Strom on WEAR.
Mainly sunny and hot weather will take us right on into the weekend. In fact, we've got more heat alerts for Saturday. Heat advisory in effect from 10 until 8. Lots of sunshine, not much of a chance for rain at all. Highs will be in the mid-90s with those heat index values getting way up there around 110, give or take, depending on where you are. Sunday's about the same, just a 20% chance for a shower. Jumping ahead to the 4th of July, it's a 30% chance for a shower or a storm. Hope you enjoy the weekend and stay cool. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. We still have hot weather even at 6:17 here in Northwest Florida, 93 in Pensacola, 94 in Milton, and 92 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 101. Partly cloudy tonight and a low of 78. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
And taking some time for some local stories here before 620. Of course, the road's busy. It's busy in the airports, and it's also going to be heavy traffic on the waterways. And if you're planning on boating, make sure you've got a designated boat driver. Florida Fish and Wildlife says they've got extra officers out there to catch impaired boaters through the 4th of July holiday, calling it Operation Dry Water. Also, with the holiday, Tow-to-Go program is back. It's put on by AAA with their program to use as a last resort. Anywhere within a 10-mile radius, you can call 855-2-TOW-2-GO, and they will pick you up, take you and your car to a safe location. Of course, use it as a last resort. You can call a friend, have a designated driver, Uber, Lyft, you know the deal. But as a last resort, AAA is there. Hearing from Eric Gilmore today, Public Safety Director for Escambia County, about the CORE program, a county initiative designed to help people who are addicted to opioids. It's launched and seeing some positive results.
Our CORE program is, like I said, up and running. We have, as of to date, 8 inductees, which means these people have sought help or asked for help, and we've got them in the program, and we go out daily and give them their dosages of Suboxone and make sure they take it right there in front of us. And then we're also doing some wraparound services for these individuals to make sure they have everything they need to be successful.
The program's offered to people who end up in the hospital because of a drug overdose, then acts as a bridge between their hospital stay and them being enrolled in a long-term treatment program. So nice to see good results from there. Just shy of 620, we'll take a break, come back with a look at our state and national headlines. Friday edition of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Experience the freedom of PGT Custom windows and doors with one of our best deals ever. With over 7 million units installed and zero reported impact failures, PGT Impact Resistant windows and doors give you confidence in your investment. Now, through July 31st, you can earn $35 off every window and $110 off every door from PGT's WindGuard line of products. Reimagine your lifestyle. Go to PGTWindows.com to learn more. That's the freedom of PGT.
This is Chris Burr with Service Matters Realty. We understand that buying and selling a home is more than just a transaction. It's a life-changing experience. We take great pride in the relationships we build and always work relentlessly on the client's behalf to help them achieve their real estate goals. Today's buyers and sellers need a trusted resource that can guide them through the complexities of real estate. Our philosophy is simple. Ethos. Honor, courage, commitment. We don't measure success through achievements or awards, but through the satisfaction of our clients. Check us out at servicemattersre.com.
Bands on the Beach, presented by Santa Rosa Island Authority every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. It's Bands on the Beach 4th of July edition with Johnny Earthquake and the Moondogs.
Baby, baby, looks like it's gonna hit.
Playing all types of music from the 50s through today, Johnny Earthquake and the Moondogs is a fan favorite, high energy show packed full of sing-along favorites. Celebrate the 4th at Bands on the Beach and stick around at 9 for the Pensacola Beach fireworks.
Dales Marine Construction is passionate about creating waterfront structures and shoreline protections. Whether it's a small individual project or a large-scale corporate design, Dales Marine works hard to help you create a plan that satisfies your needs or wants for the space. From small residential docks and piers to large marinas and seawalls, Dales Marine, licensed and insured in Santa Rosa and Escambia County, the area's leader and expert in marine construction for over 30 years and proud sponsor of the Blue Angels.
Let's be honest, nobody likes taxes, but they are necessary to maintain roads, support schools, and fund public services. Wouldn't it be great if someone else paid our taxes? In Escambia County, they do. Our beautiful community draws millions of visitors who spend over $1 billion each year. The taxes they pay help lower the tax burden for locals. Tourism works for all residents and businesses in Escambia County. This message brought to you by Visit Pensacola.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Great Milltown Duck Race is Tuesday at the Milton Downtown Bridge starting at 5. Proceeds benefit the community missions of the crew of Blackwater Pirates. Locations to get your ducks is at blackwaterpyrates.com. Celebrate America Tuesday night at the Community Maritime Park Amphitheater with the Pensacola Symphony beginning at 7:30, followed by the Pensacola July 4th fireworks show over the bay. Get all the details at newsradio1620.com.
On July 8th, News Radio Pensacola will be at Casino Beach for the Pensacola Beach Blue Angels Air Show. Stop by our tent to say hi to Andrew McKay and Tammy Martin.
Friday, it's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3, getting you up to date on everything you need to know happening around the world today. Going through some quick state headlines before we get to traffic and weather together. There will be plenty of protests around the state tomorrow as the new immigration law takes effect. A march was held in Tallahassee at the state capitol this morning. And at least a dozen rallies are planned around the state, including another one in Tallahassee. Floridians will start to pay less for utilities starting tomorrow. Florida Power and Light customers will notice about a $4 drop on average after a rate decrease was approved by state regulators earlier this month. Today, hearing from the attorney who represented Scott Peterson in his case, the former Parkland School Resource Deputy, here is Mark Eiglarsh.
He convinced me to meet with him. And when he told me all the things that he did and what he was going through, I said, listen, if half of what you're telling me is true, then you deserve a zealous defense. And if you can prove that to me, I'll be your lawyer. He proved everything.
And he says he initially did not want to represent Peterson. Many parents of students killed back in 2018 say they do not understand how he was not held accountable. 625, traffic and weather together.
Well, we still have slowdowns on I-10 eastbound. This is due to a disabled vehicle at mile marker 18, which is right smack in the middle of the Escambia Bay Bridge. So expect some slowdowns there backing up past the Scenic Highway exit. Other than that, we're looking good. And if you see anything else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. For weather, we are going to be seeing extremely hot temperatures throughout this weekend. Coming up tomorrow, we do have a heat advisory. That's from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. for Saturday. Sunny skies and a high of 96 for tomorrow and this 20% chance of rain. Coming up on Sunday, we also have a 20% chance of rain with a high of 95. For tonight, partly cloudy skies and a low of 78. It is 93 in Pensacola, 93 in Milton, and 92 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 101. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Starting with some national headlines now, the Pentagon says a Chinese spy balloon did not collect intelligence during a flight over the U.S. earlier this year. Spokesman said that they are aware the balloon had intelligence collection capabilities, but it did not gather any data.
And violent protests are sweeping across France this week after a 17-year-old was shot dead by police on a Tuesday. More than 400 people have been arrested in the country on Thursday alone. The third night following the fatal police shooting, there was that was captured on video. So protesters have reportedly thrown fireworks at officers, and a bank was even set on fire.
Fake calls to 911 reporting serious crimes like bomb threats or mass shootings has been on the rise recently, called swatting. Well, the FBI is now creating a national database to track phony calls and facilitate information sharing between police departments across the country.
And more than 100 million Americans are under air quality alerts as smokes from the wildfires in Canada continues to come into the air in the U.S. The air quality alerts are out of Wisconsin to Vermont and down to North Carolina. The worst air quality today is expected from Michigan to Ohio and into the mid-Atlantic, including Washington, D.C.
Top Russian defense official says the Wagner mercenary group will no longer be fighting in Ukraine. The head of Russia's Duma Defense Committee made the announcement after the group's leader refused to sign contracts that would bring the group under Russia's defense ministry.
And AAA projects more than 50 million Americans will travel at least 50 miles from home. That would overtake the previous record of 49 million set for 2019 before the COVID pandemic. AAA also expects to hit a new record for the number of people traveling by car, with over 43 million expected to drive.
And lawyers for New York Congressman George Santos will be going through a mountain of evidence against their client. Santos made his first federal court appearance today on Long Island since pleading not guilty to charges of wire fraud, money laundering, and making false statements. The judge is giving the congressman's defense team the entire summer to review what prosecutors say is more than 80,000 pages of evidence against Santos.
And some good news out of Alabama. Safe Haven baby boxes are soon to be installed around the state of Alabama. Earlier this month, the Alabama legislature passed a bill that expands the state law, which allows for surrender of infants. The law, which has been in place since 2000, will be expanded to allow infants up to 45 days old to be surrendered without parents being charged with abandonment. And the updated law goes into effect on September 1st.
In a look at sports today, NBA teams have started negotiating with free agents, and some of the top names are already inking deals to stay with their teams. That includes Kyrie Irving signing a 3-year deal with the Mavericks. Draymond Green will stay with the Golden State Warriors. Deals can't officially be signed, though, until July 6th. Major League Baseball scoreboard right now. The Braves are taking on the Marlins. That one just started in Atlanta, bottom of the first inning. Other scores in progress. The Nationals lead the Phillies 2-1. The Reds over the Padres 2-1. Earlier today, the Cubs beat the Guardians 10-1. On TV tonight, Apple TV Plus has the Angels hosting the Diamondbacks. That one starts at 8:30. Also, the Mariners and the Rays. That delayed start at 9:10 as the Rays are out in Seattle. Big day of layoffs for ESPN. Dozens of high-profile names among those cut, including NBA analysts Jeff Van Gundy and Jalen Rose. From the NFL side, Steve Young, Keyshawn Johnson, Todd McShay, and Susie Culber all out of work today. 6:30, Fox News Update is coming up. And after the Fox News break, we will talk more about the annoying figures that are coming to the family or friend barbecues this weekend. And if you're interested in Amazon Prime deals, you might want to get on there today. We'll tell you why coming up.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. The Supreme Court strikes down President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan. Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House with reaction.
Officials here say the Supreme Court got it wrong, and they're trying this again with a different lever, the Higher Education Act, saying it allows the education secretary to compromise, waive, or release loans under certain circumstances. But without a bill passed by Congress, it could face the same legal challenges.
Mr. Biden had pledged to forgive up to $20,000 in student loan debt for millions of borrowers. Former President Donald Trump is praising the high court ruling.
It would have been very unfair to the millions and millions of people who paid their debt.
Trump speaking at the so-called Moms for Liberty Summit in Philadelphia today. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, search giant Google says it will be blocking links to stories by Canadian media outlets thanks to a new law. The tech giant says that it'll block Canadian news articles for Canadian users. That's thanks to a law that requires tech companies to pay publishers for their content. Now, this follows the recent passage of Canada's Online News Act last week, although it's expected to be months before the new laws go into effect. Google's decision comes on the heels of Meta's decision recently to block Canadian publishers on Facebook and Instagram. And sports entertainment giant ESPN is reporting more layoffs of on-air reporters and personalities. Reports say that some 24 on-air staffers were let go by the sports cable giant today. Some of those names include Max Kellerman, Keyshawn Johnson, Steve Young, Ashley Brewer, Jeff Van Gundy, and Susie Culber. The Hollywood Reporter says that it's not part of Disney's plan to lay off 7,000 workers. On Wall Street, stocks finishing sharply higher today. That's Your Money Now.
This is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute. NBA free agency has arrived, and the 76ers are reportedly shopping James Harden. Possible destination is the Clippers. They would view Harden as a big three with Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. Oh boy. I guess big threes aren't what they used to be. They've been slowly getting worse since LeBron teamed up with Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh in 2010. This potential Clippers version is old and injury prone. Not the kind of super team we're used to seeing win titles. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Baseball season's in full swing, and there's no better place to get in on the action than FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Because right now, new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's $1,000 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Just go to FanDuel.com/win to join today. Don't miss your chance to snag a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000 when you join FanDuel today. Go to FanDuel.com/win to sign up. FanDuel, official partner of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Must be present in state where lawful to wager 21+ and present in select states. First online real money wager. Only $10 deposit required. Refund issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino LLC. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG. Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Tennessee, Virginia. 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342. In Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas. 1-877-0-STOP. Louisiana. GamblingHelpMA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts. Visit mdgamblinghelp.com in Maryland. 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. 1-888-522-4700 in Wyoming or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia.
Doug's Auto Supply and Pace is not your ordinary auto supply dealer. Jeremy Dawson, the manager, says his inventory is vast. It includes auto and truck parts, tools, motor oil and other fluids, batteries, mower blades, belts, filters, paint. They may even have the kitchen sink. At Doug's Auto Supply, get your wiper blades installed for free and a free battery check. Doug's Auto Supply, since 1977, located near Grocery Outlet and Pace. Doug's Auto Supply.
If you're hiring, it can feel like trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. Like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Now try ZipRecruiter free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/FREE.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will provide you with the latest forecasts and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety.
No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Gracie and Joe. Hope you're having a great Friday, getting ready for 4th of July. I will say we're going to be strictly on patriotic music starting Monday and all day Tuesday.
Yeah.
So don't worry. We'll get our fix in. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together just after 6:35. We still have slowdowns on I-10 eastbound. This is due to a disabled vehicle. It's an RV off to the right side, still blocking one lane on the Escambia Bay Bridge. That's mile marker 18. So if you are heading over the Escambia Bay Bridge into Garcon Point, make sure to get over to the left lane because we do have part of the right lane blocked off. due to this vehicle. And if you see anything else on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. Going to be really busy on the roads coming up for the 4th of July weekend, so just use lots of caution. Also coming up this weekend, we still have hot weather. We have a high of 96 tomorrow with a heat advisory in effect and a slight chance of rain for tomorrow night, only 20%, and a low of 78. For this evening, just partly cloudy skies and a low of 78. It's 93 in Pensacola, 92 in Gulf Breeze, and 93 in Milton with a heat index of 101. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
I will say with the patriotic songs that I will be very disappointed if Ray Charles' America the Beautiful is not among those songs.
No, yeah. I'll get it in probably multiple times.
Multiple times. If I do have a 4th of July tradition, it would be watching The Sandlot. I may not go get to see fireworks every year. I may not go to a barbecue or things like that, but I make sure that I watch The Sandlot every 4th of July weekend, at least once. Just the perfect Americana. I even have one of those. I don't know if you've heard of the company. It's RSVLTS. It's Roosevelt's. But they kind of do like these graphic button-down, like short-sleeve dress shirts, and they have done in the past the kind of like Sandlot caricature-type shirts.
Oh, my gosh.
And I have one of those, so that is like my 4th of July barbecue shirt with it's not that one. She's looking at the Ham Porter one.
Is it this one?
It's the one where the caricature of all of them, where they're just kind of running around and playing. It's kind of like a light green type shirt, but Roosevelt's throwing out their name there. Yeah, that might be the one. But that's my 4th of July tradition, watching The Sandlot there. Let us know if you have any others interesting ones, 850-437-1620. And if you have any patriotic songs you'd like to hear for bumper music, you can let us know that as well. Again, 850-437-1620. Help Business and Science notes Google says it will block all links to news stories by Canadian media outlets once a new law takes effect. The tech giant said it will block Canadian news articles for users in Canada in response to the law that would require tech companies to pay publishers for content.
Also in Mexico, at least 100 people have died over the past 3 weeks as a heat wave has pushed temperatures above 120 degrees in some parts of the country. Mexico's health ministry says yesterday that 2/3 of the deaths happened last week, while the rest happened the week before, and nearly all the deaths were because of either a heat stroke, and a handful of them from dehydration.
Texter says Baseballism has some great Sandlot shirts as well. Quick Google search of that company confirms that. Yes, they do have some good shirts and hats as well. Ooh. I see the Hercules dog face there. Also, the fishing hat that Smalls wore at the very beginning with that super long bill. That one is there as well. So, yeah, pretty cool stuff there. The Texas Supreme Court ruling that employers have the right to fire someone for being too overweight. Justices shot down a lawsuit brought by an overweight doctor, Lindsay Nihe, who tipped the scales at 400 pounds. She was let go after an incident where she was sweating so much during a procedure that she had to take breaks. She tried to claim she was discriminated against by Texas Tech Health Sciences Center. But the court ruled in favor of the school, writing that morbid obesity does not fall into the category of a disability.
Yeah, really weird.
Thoughts there?
Not really, but just weird. I don't know. I feel like the taking the breaks is like would be the reason.
I think there's two big ones. Taking the breaks, number one, and then two. It doesn't specify the procedure, but if this was like surgery and you've got sweat pouring off of your face, possibly getting in the, could lead to an infection,
even
worse.
Just taking longer, like while someone's under or something like that, I feel like, I don't know, maybe higher the risk. I have no idea, but okay. Also, kind of some sad news. I don't know if we're feeling sad for the oldest newspaper. Well, the oldest newspaper is folding today. It's the Austrian government is shutting down
Wiener
Zeitung.
Zeitung.
Zeitung. That one, which was published in Vienna for more than 300 years. So for weeks, the front page of this newspaper has had a big red number counting down the days until the last edition. Well, today the front page carried a number zero. So the paper has been published since 1703.
Wow.
Yeah.
Paper industry, newspaper is just falling all over the place. And if you can't keep the oldest one in the entire world going, then what are we doing? In Mexico, at least 100 people died over the past 3 weeks due to the heat wave, pushing temperatures above 120 degrees in parts of the country. 2/3 of the deaths happened last week and the rest the week before. Nearly all the deaths attributed to heat stroke and a handful from dehydration as well. Terrible news there.
Amazon Prime Day is coming up beginning of next month. Well, Amazon Prime Day is coming soon, but there are some things that you may need to get on the list for today for some exclusive deals. So CNET Bridget Carney says that Amazon feels some items are so hot that you need to reserve to buy them. So Prime Day is on July 11th and July 12th, but Carrie says that every retailer does have July 4th sales going on right now, so if you can't get it for Amazon Prime.
USAA leading a new coalition to increase the number of mental health counselors into communities.
It's not getting better, but it is a challenge that we can conquer.
USAA President Wayne Peacock says more than 120,000 veterans have died by suicide since 2001. So the Face the Fight Coalition, trying to break the stigma of seeking help, and an initial $41 million investment is helping to bring more counselors.
In some pop culture news, we got a little bit of an update on what's going on with Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk. So the government of Italy reported that they have contacted Mark Zuckerberg on holding a UFC fight against Elon Musk in place where gladiators fought. That's going to be the Colosseum in Italy. Well, according to TMZ, Italy's Minister of Culture reached out to Zuckerberg a few days ago about staging the fight in Rome, gladiator style.
Yes, I am for that. It can't just be at the Colosseum. They have to wear the ancient Roman garb. There has to be live tigers that can come out at any time. If you get too close, you may lose an arm. And I would be in favor of that. I mean, when we first heard about this, we were like, oh, okay, you know, it's just two guys that they're having a little ping contest and, you know, they're just talking this out on social media or whatever, hyping this up, but it's never going to take place. But we know that Zuckerberg, he does jiu-jitsu. Elon Musk has an offer from George St. Pierre to get training, and they're talking about like $1 billion worth of pay-per-view money coming from this. So, you know, maybe it is going to become something here. 6:45, check of the local roads and weather.
Well, roads are looking good, except for a small patch on I-10. It has improved, but I-10 heading eastbound over the Escambia Bay Bridge is going to be slow moving right at the scenic highway exit, and then about halfway through the bridge eastbound is when it starts to clear up. This is due to a disabled vehicle over to the right side that has slowed things down throughout this whole afternoon. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. For weather, we are going to get an update from Alan Strom on WEAR.
More hot weather rolls us right on into the weekend. We've got another heat advisory posted Saturday from 10 until 8. So warm weather, overnight lows, upper 70s, daytime highs, mid 90s, and we can expect those heat index values way up in the triple digits. Very little chance for rain Saturday. We're at about 20% on Sunday. Into next week, we'll have a little bit better chance for rain. Overall, I'm optimistic for the 4th of July. Have a great weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. We still do have some hot weather for us for this evening at 93 in Pensacola, 94 in Milton, and 92 in Gulf Breeze, and a heat index of 101. We're going to have a low of 78 tonight in partly cloudy skies. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. And this traffic update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway.
Rest in peace, Alan Arkin, dead at the age of 89. His sons confirmed his death in a statement to People magazine. won an Oscar for his work in the movie Little Miss Sunshine and has starred in a number of memorable films, including Catch-22. I did not recognize him by name, but I saw a picture of him. He was in one of my favorites, Argo. So, yeah, very talented actor indeed. I will not repeat his catchphrase in that movie because the FCC would fine me. Also, let's see. Jonathan Majors facing more abuse allegations. The Rolling Stones, in a Rolling Stone, 40 people who have known Majors during his time in graduate school, Hollywood career, and romantic relationships, lodging physical, mental, and emotional abuse allegations against him. New report coming just months after Majors was arrested over an alleged domestic dispute, though yesterday the New York Times reported police have determined the woman who accused Majors in that incident attacked him and have enough evidence to arrest her.
Well, some local celebrities kind of, or some celebrities coming to our local beaches.
I guess.
There's some sarcasm in there. But the stars of the TLC show 1,000-Pound Sisters were seen on Pensacola Beach this week, fueling speculation that the fifth season may be coming. That so we do have some audio. This is going to be from Teresa T. Posted this on TikTok. Members of the family, including Tammy and Amy, the two sisters, were seen on the beach along with film crews.
A little hard to hear, but we'll let it play a little bit and then kind of tell you what was going on.
What is it?
It's a documentary for tourism.
Florida tourism.
And handicap accessibility.
Oh, is it bad? Do we not have it?
It's actually gotten a lot better since it was COVID.
So it's a positive documentary. Okay.
So this Teresa T posted this. She was filming them, and a crew member comes over, asks her to stop filming. It is a public beach, so you can film. And she's like, oh, okay. And she's like, what's going on? I mean, she knew who it was.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, we're filming a documentary about tourism and handicapped accessibility at the beaches, blah, blah, blah. Because apparently, I've not seen a second of the show, but apparently either one or both of them get around with an electronic
scooter
type or wheelchair type thing. And so... That's the company line, I guess, is when people come up, they're like, oh, what's going on? Because, you know, there's film crews out there.
Yeah.
And they're clearly focused on this particular family, the Slaytons. So they're saying, oh, we're doing it's a tourism / handicap accessibility type thing, which nobody believes.
Yeah.
But Tammy and Amy, apparently the stars of the show, they were seen along with other members of their family and film crews out of Pensacola Beach earlier this week. So... If you're into the show, I have not seen it. I will not see it, probably.
Yeah.
But, hey, you know, if that's what entertains you, then you can look forward to a fifth season.
Yeah. And get a little beach cameo from our local beach.
Yeah. Absolutely.
6:50 right now. We are going to get a quick break and then finish off the show, last segment of the week, with some wacky and weird news as well as some good news. And, of course, we do have one movie that's coming out or came out this week. Here on News Radio 92.3, it's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation in a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist-prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Hurricane season is here. Millions of people live in hurricane evacuation zones in Florida. This means that if an evacuation needs to happen, a lot of people need to get on the road. But if you're halfway full, you're halfway there. Keeping your gas tank at least half full during hurricane season ensures you won't have to wait in long lines to get gas when it's time to go. And you don't have to travel hundreds of miles. A half a tank of gas can easily get you to a safe location that's tens of miles away. For more tips, visit halfwayfullhalfwaydare.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Advertising, marketing,
Digital marketing? These are words you hear a lot about. But what exactly do they mean? How do you get started? Where do you get started? Well, you can start by tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, Monday morning at 10:30. Join me, Tasca King. I'll show you how to navigate the changing and fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. Monday morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Taking a look at the radar right now.
Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for informative, local, and dependable weather.
We do have a severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 9 o'clock tonight. Finishing out the week here. Hope it's been an awesome week. A little bit on the hot side, but weather looks great for this weekend. Details coming here in a couple minutes. Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Also, thank you so much for all the texts we got this week. The tips on traffic and news tips as well, and just your interaction. We certainly appreciate that. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. As we continue on with some wacky and weird headlines and good news to finish out the week. And good news for moviegoers, there's at least one top film that's going to be, and it's already debuted with Thursday previews.
Dad told me you found something on a train during the war. A dial that could change the course of history.
Why are you chasing the thing that drove your father crazy?
Then, of course, Indiana Jones back for the fifth and final time. The Dial of Destiny bringing over $7 million at North American box offices thanks to Thursday previews. Projections, $65 million in its first weekend.
Awesome. Are you hoping to see that one?
I'm going to be honest with you. I have not seen any of the Indiana Jones movies.
I probably have seen maybe one of them, but I can't remember a thing that happened, so yeah. No judgment here.
No, and it's not, I really don't have an explanation. It's not like, oh, I'm totally against everything that Indiana Jones stands for or anything like that. I just haven't.
Yeah.
I've seen bits and pieces of the first one, but yeah.
Sometimes you just can't get around to everything.
Yeah.
Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather just before 6:55 before we get to our wacky and weird stories and some good news. We still have some slowdowns on I-10 eastbound. This is going to be over the Escambia Bay Bridge. If you're heading eastbound, we still have one lane blocked off. This is going to be due to a disabled vehicle right in the middle of the bridge. Mile marker 18 is slowing things down back to the scenic highway intersection. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. For weather this week, it is going to still be hot with a heat advisory in effect for tomorrow and a high of 96. Partly cloudy skies and a low of 78. It's 93 in Pensacola, 92 in Gulf Breeze, and 93 in Milton with a heat index of 101. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. In some wacky and weird stories, have you ever been nervous or maybe feared that your leg was going to get stuck in a moving walkway?
Yeah.
Well, it kind of happened. It was a 57-year-old woman. She had to have her leg amputated after getting it caught in a moving walkway that happened at the International Airport in Thailand. It happened yesterday morning, and there's still no explanation of what happened in this freak accident. Airport director did tell reporters that the woman's leg got caught in the moving at the end of the moving walkway. So make sure to get a big jump when you are on those things.
New Jersey car dealership consultant has flown more miles than anybody in recorded history, all thanks to a lifetime pass he bought from United Airlines more than 30 years ago. Tom Stuker has traveled over 23 million miles since then. He's visited over 100 countries and taken 120 honeymoon trips with his wife. He bought the pass for $290,000 and calls it the best investment of his life.
Wow. Well, Donald Trump may have a new job. Well, yeah. At least he has one waiting for him. He won a seat on the Fire District Board in Hubbard, Oregon. So they had a write-in candidate for last month's election in a small town just south of Portland. He and four other people received 2 votes each. And on June 23rd, Trump was declared the winner by a roll of the dice. So if he does accept the role, then Trump will now be the Hubbard Fire District Board Director, position number 3. So
wow.
Real impressive stuff there, yeah.
So I learned today what a silent disco was. Apparently it's a dance party where there's no music played over speakers, but rather people are wearing LED wireless headphones. I'm trying to understand the appeal behind them. If anybody has experience with silent discos, they can text us 850-437-1620. But anyway, so there's a guy caught on video lighting up a firework and tossing it into a silent disco party in California. Significant explosion, fragments hit multiple people. Thankfully, nobody suffered life-threatening injuries, though. It is being investigated as a possible hate crime.
Ugh, that is just so awful. I've never been to one, but I think it's just kind of a trendy thing where everyone's just like, yeah, this is cool to do.
Okay.
I know big city, some bigger cities have it, so.
Hmm.
But definitely don't want to get hit with a firework.
No.
Firework during it, yeah. Well, 4th of July is coming up on Tuesday, and of course, we're just going to be all barbecued out all weekend long. But what kind of people are at a barbecue? Well, these are 10 types of people that you're going to see at every barbecue. So a new poll found that 20% of people of us are pilers. So that's people who pile up way too much food on their plate. We also got to have the person who gets their food delivered for them without even getting up. The drinker who keeps on asking if anyone else needs a beer, probably so they can grab themselves another one. The person who's, it's usually a guy, but also gives the unwanted grilling advice. And then we do have usually the woman who shows up, doesn't eat anything. So Joe already said he's the person who shows up with its own chair.
Yeah.
And you got a nice one, though.
I do have a very nice one. It's a technically a beach chair, I guess, but I mean, it is very sturdy and very comfortable. So I take it with me if I'm going to a cookout or like a kid sporting event, something like that. So, yeah. Good news. Another story of a drone helping to save people's lives, this time in Colorado. An 18-year-old flying a drone saw a sinkhole with a flipped over car inside. His uncle, who happens to be a firefighter, was with him. They called it in. Both people made it out. Apparently, they only had 6 inches, a 6-inch pocket of air left.
Oh my God.
So it was pretty close. But thankfully, driver had some bad injuries. Passenger was not hurt, and they made it out safe. That's going to do it for us here. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. Gracie and everybody listening, happy 4th of July. We'll be back on Monday for another edition of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3.